I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Soccer's World Cup in Brazil is only on day two, and already there's heated talk about bad calls from the referees. Maybe that's expected in the tourney, but the officials under scrutiny now have nothing on Byron Moreno. He was a referee from Ecuador at the 2002 World Cup, and his actions during an Italy-South Korea game that year landed him in the history books for all the wrong reasons. Some have even called Moreno the worst referee ever. John Doyle is a columnist for the Globe and Mail in Canada. He's also the author of The World is a Ball, The Joy, Madness, and Meaning of Soccer. And he's written about Byron Moreno and that fateful World Cup game.
The game was tied and went into extra time. He made a decision when Italy scored that the goal was offside. That was a borderline decision. Then he sent off, he gave a second yellow card to Francesco Totti, the sort of iconic Italian player. And the second yellow was for diving. But when you saw it on television, you saw there had been contact. He was not diving. He was not simulating injury or anything.
And South Korea won the game.
South Korea scored a wonderful goal 3 minutes from the end. Italy was out of the World Cup.
So high drama around a big referee screw-up. I mean, this may sound like inside soccer for people who don't follow soccer. Byron Moreno may be a non-entity, but for soccer fans, what is his reputation today? I mean, how do people remember him?
People remember him for that game and how he made a hash of it. But his name lived on. I remember at the time, after that game, thinking it was a bit sort of unseemly that the Italian media kind of hounded him in when he went back to Ecuador to keep track of this, what they termed the worst referee ever. And it turned out, actually, they were onto something. He turned out to be a very strange guy. In his first season back in Ecuador, he refereed some games, made some extraordinary decisions, and was suspended by the local soccer federation. In one instance, the thing that got him suspended in the end, he awarded 6 minutes of added time at the end of a game, which seemed very long to people who were there. And then he actually let the game go for almost 13 minutes. At the same time, however, Moreno was running for a seat on city council in Quito, the capital of Ecuador. And there was a deep suspicion that he kept the game going in order to please a section certain of the city who might actually vote for him.
Did he actually get banned then from refereeing like any matches around the world?
He never got banned. No, Marco. He was suspended in Ecuador. When he stopped refereeing after being suspended twice, he became a TV pundit in Ecuador. He also accepted some invitations to go to Italy and appear on TV shows. These were satiric TV shows in which he was made fun of. He was mocked. People threw things at him on one program.
He let himself be subjected to that kind of stuff?
He let himself be humiliated, yes, because I would guess he got a trip to Italy and he probably got a substantial fee for it. And then one day, a couple of years ago, he flew to the U.S. And as the court records would later show, a customs officer thought there was something suspicious about this guy. He looked very nervous. So he was searched, and it was discovered he had several plastic bags of heroin taped to his body. Mm. He was arrested, of course. He eventually went to court and was sentenced to about 3 years in jail.
Moreno certainly seems an extreme case of bad refereeing, and I'm sure the Italians are not going to forgive him. But it seems to show the kinds of pressures that are on refs when you get to the level of play that is the World Cup. Are you surprised that not more refs break like Moreno did?
I am, Marco, yes. And I think the Moreno story, as strange as it is, does go to the heart of one of the sort of fault lines of world soccer, especially as it is governed by FIFA. FIFA insists on having not the elite referees of the world, but a representative group of referees, that is, referees from all the regions in the world where soccer is played. So you can have somebody like Moreno from a small country where soccer is popular, but not as intensely played as it is in other countries. You can have referees who have never handled a truly big game like a World Cup. They will be on the roster, and it is only natural that some of them, they will panic, they will be spooked on that huge occasion when they have to make enormously important decisions.
John Doyle with the Globe and Mail in Canada, speaking with us from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Thanks very much, John. Great to speak with you.
My pleasure, Marco.